Have you subscribed to the OTB Football Podcast?
And in fact, the bloke who man-marked Graham's neck got a broken jaw. Ross Graham, shouldn't laugh.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast, stream wherever you get your podcasts, and download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with Get Set Go. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetSetGo.ie.
Up until then, we're going to be focusing on the tennis. Colin Bowie, come on in. How are you?
Morning, Owen. Morning, Shane.
So we're going to go through our 15 love point, our 30 love point, our 40 love point, and our game point here, as we do every morning with you. So where are we starting today?
We're starting with the Roger Federer withdrawal after his third round victory over Dominic Kupfer on Saturday night. I don't know if you watched it, lads, but it was some match. The first three sets were decided in tiebreaks, with Federer taking two of them. But Kupfer was unbelievable. He played so, so well. And then the defining point of the match was right at the end of the fourth set. Kupfer had an easy smash at 15 love up and missed it. And from there, Federer broke and saw out the match very, very late on Saturday night. In fact, they went into the wee hours of Sunday morning, French time. And it was a real, like, I wouldn't say emotional, but it was an incredible sight to see such a legend of the game, for many the best to ever play tennis, come back after a year out on the cusp of his 40th birthday, having had two knee surgeries, and to win a match that competitive. And just to show that, I mean, that's how ridiculously talented Federer is, that he's far from match fit. He hasn't won a Grand Slam since the Australian Open in 2018. He's only won the French Open once. That was way back in 2009 when Rafael Nadal lost one of his two matches he's ever lost at the French Open earlier in that tournament. So when you like factor all of those deficiencies really into Federer's game in 2021, to beat a man who's significantly his junior and to beat him in four sets was a remarkable achievement. But then wake up on Sunday and you read the quotes from his midnight press conference in Paris, and he's hinting at the fact that he might not even play the fourth round. And when I saw the quotes initially, I thought, okay, he's just saying that to not quite buy him an excuse in the fourth round, but to say, look, I'm not going to be sharp now after that match, because that was 3 hours and 35 minutes, which is longer than any training session he's had since his return from knee surgery. And then later on Sunday in the afternoon, there was a statement released by Roland Garros confirming that Federer had indeed withdrawn from the tournament, which meant his fourth round opponent, Matteo Berrettini, got a bye into the quarterfinal where he'll play Novak Djokovic. And that's the real shame, because Federer was set to play Djokovic in the quarterfinal, which is to happen tomorrow night, Wednesday night, in front of a crowd in the night session. And we're deprived of that now because Federer withdrew. I can see why Federer did it. As I just said, they're 39, two knee surgeries. He's not fit. He doesn't feel he's up to it. Just to play devil's advocate, if Novak Djokovic had done the same thing, can you imagine the reaction?
Yeah, well, I mean, there you go. So that's interesting. That's Federer. That's our 15 love point. Another great of the game at 30 love here, Serena. And I think our quest for wanting to see Serena become the all-time major winner, is that starting to dwindle before our eyes, Colm?
Yeah, I mean, look, out of the two between Federer and Serena, I thought Serena might have less of a chance just because the women's game is so, so strong. I mean, we'll get on to it in a minute, but I mean, six of the eight quarterfinalists have never been to a Grand Slam quarterfinal. And one of those was Alina Rybakina, who beat Serena at the weekend. And she didn't just beat her, she annihilated her. Rybakina's a 21-year-old. To put Serena's ridiculous career into context, Rybakina was 2 months old when Serena won her first of 23 Grand Slams at the 1999 US Open. Serena, the only thing I would say is, now I did say last week that the draw was opening up, and that was before even more of the seeds had dropped, because the seeds just been decimated at Roland Garros this year. But the only thing with Serena is that she's only won the French Open three times. I say only, but that's in comparison to the seven times she's won Wimbledon and the six times she's won the US Open. So you wouldn't say she has no hope at all of equaling Margaret Court's 24. But I think she has two more chances now, and it's this summer. It's Wimbledon, it's the US Open. And if she doesn't do it, then I fear for her that she will never equal Court's record. That's not to say that she's not the best of all time in many people's eyes. And she, you know, for many, is, regardless of the fact that Court has won ahead of her. But that's one more tournament gone, yeah. So I think there's two left, and it's this summer.
Right, so it's now or never for Serena Williams and the fans of trying to usurp Margaret Court. But as you say, like, I mean, the case is very much there already that she is the greatest of all time, whether or not she does that. Let's move on to the women's side of the draw in general, because this has been very interesting the last couple of days. Like Coco Gauff, for example, getting to her first quarterfinal is a story that maybe people thought they might have to wait a couple of years for, Cullum, or is this expected? I know, like, I mean, it's just so young to be hitting these heights already after that win against Venus a couple of years ago. I think there was just a general sort of wait now, it'll take years for it to happen, but it's kind of starting to happen already.
Yeah, she was only 15 when she beat Venus, yeah. But she's only just turned 17. She turned 17 in March, and with that, she is the youngest Grand Slam quarterfinalist in 15 years right. On the women's side. But it feels like she's been around for a while, certainly in comparison to her peers who have also reached the last eight. I mean, it's scandalous how many seeds have dropped from this draw. I mean, for various reasons, I like Ash Barty, the world number one, she pulled out injured in her match. Jen Brady, who reached the Australian Open final earlier this year, she pulled out against Coco Gauff earlier in the tournament. So you have the likes of those seeds who are just injured and can't play. And then you have the likes of Arnia Sabalenka and Victoria Azarenka, who were unexpectedly beaten, Sloane Stephens being another one, a former finalist at Roland Garros. And these players coming through, there's just a fearlessness to them. I mean, I've already touched on it in Rybakina, who destroyed Serena, there's no other way to put it. And Coco Gauff, she has a bit more experience than her peers in the last eight, even though they're all older than her. She is the youngest by far in the quarterfinal stage, but she has that little bit more big game experience. And you wouldn't put it past her. She's playing Barbora Krejcikova, who beat Alina Svitolina and Sloane Stephens earlier in the tournament. But Krejcikova really is more of a doubles player. So if Coco Gauff turns up in that match, she should reach the last four. But awaiting her in that semi-final is most likely to be the defending champion, Iga Swiatek. She plays Maria Sakkari. They've never played each other before, but Swiatek's form at French Open is terrifying for everybody else. You'll know that only 7 months ago, she won the French Open without dropping a set, and she's yet to drop a set in this year's tournament too. So that's 11 in a row without dropping a set. Nice. So Coco's going to have to play some unbelievable tennis if she's going to get past her. That's if she makes the semi-final. But at 17 years of age, lads, like, to get to the quarterfinal, it's some achievement. And it'll be interesting to see the longevity of her career.
Right, okay. So Gauff versus Swiatek. I think we all want that to happen. You sold that very well. Hopefully that's going to be one of the semi-finals. In the men's side of things then, I think you don't need to do much dressing up of what a potential semi-final might be here.
Friday night, lads, book it off. I know the Euro starts the same day, but it's going to be Rafa Nadal against Novak Djokovic, all going well. Nadal plays Diego Schwartzman in the quarterfinal. He actually beat him at last year's semi-final. Now, Schwartzman has beaten Nadal on clay before in Rome last year, but that was best of three. And that's the thing with playing Nadal and Djokovic for the rest of the field, is that they are beatable in best of three. But when it comes to best of five, taking three sets off these lads is just so, so difficult. And you saw that yesterday with Lorenzo Mazzetti, the 19-year-old Italian, who won the first two sets against Novak Djokovic. Looked imperious. His backhand, he was hitting one-handed backhand winners down the line, akin to Roger Federer in his pomp. He was slicing the backhand. He was causing Djokovic all sorts of trouble. Djokovic was getting very ratty with the ball boys and ball girls, telling him to give him the balls quicker. He had a face like thunder. He walked off the court at the end of the second set, got changed, came back. And in the third set, he just came out as a different player and absolutely annihilated Mazzetti for the next three sets. In fact, Mazzetti didn't even finish the match. He packed it in at four love down in the fifth set because he was just knackered because Djokovic destroyed him that much. And that's the problem. I mean, it's almost embarrassing because these lads are in their mid-30s, but they're just so much better than everybody else when it comes to best of five. But there are a raft of fantastic players coming through in the men's side. And as I say, you could beat them in best of three, but best of five is another story altogether. The only shame this year, lads, is that it's the semi-final, Nadal against Djokovic, because Daniil Medvedev is seeded too. So we're deprived of that final. But Medvedev, just a note on him, he's hilarious. He had never won a French Open match before at all this year. And now he's into the quarterfinal, no matter to him at all. He's only dropped one set. And he's playing his arch nemesis tonight, Stefanos Tsitsipas, which Neil already touched on in the news round. I'd advise, if anybody has some free time tonight, to go on to ITV4 or Eurosport and watch that match, because there is a lot of needle between those two. You have the economist in Medvedev against the dreamer in Tsitsipas. It's a clash of styles and ideologies, and it'll be some match because Each of them have only lost one set. Tsitsipas is the favourite to get to the final, but nobody expected Medvedev to be this good. So tonight should be brilliant.
Wow, I did not know that about Medvedev. That is absolutely remarkable that he hadn't won there before. Cullum, great stuff. You've set the table beautifully for the week ahead. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again over the next couple of days before that cracking semi-final, hopefully on Friday night.
See you, lads. Thanks.
Cheers, Cullum.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetSetGo.ie.